Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Absolute pleasure to be with all of you today on this Friday, brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews. Best selection of beer anywhere. And it's going to be summer hot. This weekend's beautiful tonight. Tomorrow's supposed to be really nice. And Sunday, Monday, we're talking about the 90s. So really, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. And the pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. You know, Roger, Tom, and I were on hand today. A service for Sean Carey's beloved mom, 87 years of age, who passed away early Monday morning. Sean gave a beautiful eulogy today. Beautiful eulogy. And bright sunny skies out there and a little, small little chapel up at Ravenhaven. And it was Sean just did a spectacular job. It's great to see Sean. And, you know, he's doing well as can be expected. And Deb was there, and she's doing as well as can be expected. And we'll get Sean back on Monday. We do have Matt here today. Matty, good to have you on board.
Happy Friday, Steve. And again, yeah, condolences to Sean and his family. No doubt that he would deliver a loving and well-thought-out eulogy for his mom. So glad to have him back on Monday.
Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, beautifully done. Really, very, very nice. All right, so what do we have coming up on today's show? Well, we'll go to Shinnecock Hills. We'll talk with Jessica Marksberry from Golf Magazine. We will then have an interview with David Taylor, the former Nittany Lion wrestler. Wrestling X is this weekend, Freestyle Wrestling in Rec Hall. And this is a great event in Rec Hall coming up this weekend. David's a part of it. And then my brother in the final half hour. So that's what we have coming up today. Interesting, we obviously talked a lot of sports when we were done with all of this today. No, because, you know, just, when it's over, just some small talk and so forth. And I know we were talking about Manny Machado. And Manny Machado, I think, would be a really, really important player for the Phillies to invest in. They need another veteran player and somebody with some star chops to them to get them going in the right direction. You just cannot keep using younger players all the time. Now, part of this, of course, will deal with his contract, but I'm sick and tired of hearing about, well, you know, the contract for every franchise. Every team got $50 million in the BAM Tech sale. Every team got the $50 million before March 31st. Okay? There is some money sitting there. There's some money sitting there for everybody. I don't want to hear about, well, I don't know about the money. Oh, for goodness sakes. Do you want to win or not? I mean, you've got to be able to take care of the winning part of it. And believe me, it's an important part of selling more tickets, too. Ticket sales are down in Major League Baseball. The last time the ticket sales were down more than 6.6% from the previous year was 1995 after the strike, where ticket sales were down 20%. This season so far, remember, the last time it was down more than 6.6% was 20% in 95 after the strike. Ticket sales are down 7% in Major League Baseball this season. And one of the reasons, you know, of course, one's weather. Okay, I want to be fair about that. But the weather since April 30th has been really, really nice. Really nice. I think a big problem baseball has right now, huge problem, too many mediocre teams. People don't want to go and see mediocre teams. They don't. Well, the Phillies have a chance to make themselves a better team. If you have an opportunity to make yourself a better team, go for it and do it. That's why I would, you know, if they came to me and said, what about Manny Machado? I give up four prospects for him. I mean, the odds are that one out of the four pans out. I mean, there are very few Woody Freiman, John Smoltz deals. Well, Woody Freiman goes to the Tigers and goes 13-1, and they make the playoffs on the strength of what he does on the mound. And then John Smoltz blossoms into a Hall of Fame pitcher. I mean, obviously Larry Anderson sitting in the Phillies booth, he was dealt for Jeff Bagwell. Okay, that happens sometimes, but not very often. Okay? Not very often. And, you know, I always keep that in mind when it comes to these deals. Oh, they dealt so many prospects. Oh, for goodness sakes. Hey, a lot of the really good prospects are playing for them right now. All right? Put together a package. Go after a guy like Manny Machado. Established, star power, fielder, can hit, veteran. And that, to me, you've got to make statements to your fans about where you're really going with this thing. And I don't mean you have to go out and spend $200 million on a free agent. That is not what I'm saying. But you can make good deals and come up with good players and be smart about it.
Another player, Steve, to keep a lookout for the Phillies is Mike Trout. A lot of fans want him to go to the Phillies because he's a South Jersey native. He's a season ticket holder for the Eagles. Everybody, I think the Phillies will fill up Citizens Bank Park if they get Mike Trout and or Manny Machado.
Yeah, well, Machado you can trade for now. You can trade for him. I mean, the Orioles are in a fire sale mode. I mean, they have to be. Okay? The Trout's a little different. That's different.
Right, his contract is, I forget exactly when it's up.
Yeah, Trout's got a couple of years.
Right. But I think it's 2020, 2021, something like that.
Right. But Machado, you can go for now. You know, between now and July 31st. And you'd like to be able to, you know, make some sort of deal at some point dealing with him. Okay? But they almost dealt Machado in the offseason. Go for it. Now, the Phillies have a pretty good minor league system because the Orioles could care less about getting a veteran. I mean, where are they going to go with a veteran? I mean, seriously, where are they going to go?
And not only that, too, the Phillies can afford Machado.
Of course they can. Matt, every team
in
baseball.
Right, because they're a big market. That's exactly right.
But every team in baseball can afford Machado. All 30 teams got $50 million put in the bank March 31st. $50 million. Okay, they all did. Every one of them. From the San Diego Padres to the New York Yankees. All got $50 million. Every one of them. They all have enough money to afford Manny Machado. They all do. Right, that's, you know, remember the $50 million is you haven't sold a ticket yet and hadn't had a check written to you by Comcast. So, some reason this $50 million, which I have brought up over and over again, Matt, I brought it up repeatedly. I don't understand why other people nationally don't bring it up. It is a big deal, and you've got a game right now with obviously some really good teams, Houston, Seattle, Yankees. You know, the Red Sox probably fall into that category, Washington. But you have so many mediocre teams right now. And the weather wasn't great in April in the north. I got it. But since April 30th, which was 6 weeks ago, Matt, the weather's been really nice almost everywhere.
Well, I think this kind of circles back to what we talked about earlier in the week, which was the lack of production and the lack of times you see the ball in play from guys just trying to swing for the fences, and you see strikeouts way up. But also, too, I think just the game itself, now this is not for me personally, I know it's not for you, Steve, is I think the younger generation, and maybe even some of the older generation, too, just maybe thinks the game's too slow, and they don't want to watch a full nine-inning game. I think that's a problem that baseball has, and I don't know exactly how you fix it. I think it's something, whatever suggestion you put out there is going to be something easier said than done, but I think it is part of the issue why sales are down and just really baseball is down as a whole right now.
I think they've tried to address some of that. At some point, I think you will see a pitch clock put out there. The number of mound visits have been cut down, which has just really killed Gary Sanchez's game.
There's a lot. That's a lot that has killed his game right now.
I mean, Sanchez, he slowed so many games down.
He missed a foul ball he should have had last night. He was trying to talk with Tyler Austin. That was clearly the catcher's ball to have, and he flat-out dropped it because he couldn't call the ball off there. That's his ball, and he has to know that. And plus, he still hasn't learned to block the plate.
Oh, no. But he stopped the game so often with mound visits last year. And you notice how the mound visit part hasn't really come into play this year for almost any team. You never see a team run out of mound visits because they've all conditioned themselves to at least keep it moving. But what happens, you're getting so many deep counts. I was watching Seattle and the Red Sox last night, and as you would expect, that was a terrific game between two of the better teams in baseball. The Red Sox won it 2-1. That game flew along last night. David Price gets the ball, pitches. Felix Hernandez gets the ball, he pitches. You know, the game just slows down so much, especially when guys are on base. And I'm going to say this straight out. You know, I understand the mental part of the game where you're looking for any edge can be important, but it's gone too far. It's gone way too far. Okay? Way too far because I got to look at it. I got to lock up. Will you just play? Get the ball and pitch, will you? Get in the box and hit, will you? Get to the free throw line and take it, will you? Right? Get to the line of scrimmage, make a play. I mean, all this, you got to think about everything. Stop thinking. Play. Thinking's done in practice.
It's the analytics, Steve.
You got to step out of the box. You got to get yourself. Will you get in the box and hit? For goodness sakes. I mean, I'll see a guy. I actually saw somebody criticize Rory McIlroy for, Rory doesn't take a lot of time when he putts. Yeah, and what? So what? Right? He makes more putts than a couple of other guys that take forever to look at from every conceivable angle, and they got to go through their routine. Oh, the heck with the routine. Will you just step up, read it, and putt it? It's the same thing in baseball. Get the ball. Put down a sign. Pitch it. Throw. Okay? Get in the box. Hit. What do you think? Stepping out, a couple practice swings. Okay, let me reset. Just get in the box and hit, will you? A lot of this is being caused by people are thinking too much. And no one has ever accused us on this show of doing that.
That is true.
He doesn't think at all, does he? So, I mean, that's part of it. Just play. How many times you got to watch a guy go through, like, his batting gloves? What, you didn't put them on right in the on-deck circle? What? Because it's part of the routine, because the sports psychologist says you need to go through your routine. No, here's my routine. I'm in the box. Pitch it. Let's go. By the way, going to Williamsport State College tonight, up at Bowman Field. A lot of Nick Dunn fans out there.
Season opener.
Yeah, get there early. You want to know why? He's the first hitter of the season.
Is he leading off tonight?
Yep.
Wow. Awesome.
Just so you know. And I have inside info for some odd reason. All right, we'll take a break. Because part of our routine is to make sure on Fridays we include, as often as possible, Brewers Outlet on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay. Hey, Corey, from us to you, happy 50th anniversary to a great organization, great business. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. 50 years. They're having a big party over there. Big, big party. By the way, the World Cup, which is the ratings are way down. And part of the reason the ratings are way down is quite simple. No United States in there. The other part, too, is that being in Russia, some of those games are starting at like 5 and 6 in the morning on the West Coast. That, you know, that is an issue. But the ratings are way down from like 5.4 down to 1.8 or something. But there's no U.S. You know, one of the more intriguing opening round matchups happens to be Portugal against Spain. On paper, Spain has the better team. Except Portugal has this guy called Ronaldo. It's 2-1 at the break, Portugal, and Ronaldo has scored both goals.
Yeah, he scored in the first 10 minutes, and actually I have an update now, Steve. It's 3-2 Spain in the 69th minute right now. That's been a wild
Ronaldo,
game
go.
So
bring
far.
Bring him back. Bring him back. Ronaldo, bring them back. Come
yeah, they
on.
May need him again to get the equalizer and the hat trick.
Need it. Uruguay beat Egypt 1-0. Iran beat Morocco 1-0.
That was an excellent finish to that game. Iran scoring in the 94th minute, an extra time.
And the other part, too, is this, is that I guess you want to talk, you have to have ways to motivate people. We talked about the mental side of the game. When the Russian team entered the stadium last night, yesterday, you know, first matchup, the whole thing, there were two buses outside of the Russian locker room. One said Moscow on it. The other one said Siberia. So, I mean, you know, everybody has their own motivators, you know, and they ended up getting the bus back to the apartments in Moscow, which are all the same price. So, there we go.
First game tomorrow, Steve, is at 6 a.m. Eastern, France and Australia. So that means a 3 a.m. start out west.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah. Unless you're a soccer fan and you want to pull an all-nighter. And, you know? Props to you.
No, I think I'll just like check my phone in the morning, see how it went. David Taylor coming up on the show today. Two-time NCAA champion. Wow. Great to have him on board. They got Wrestling X this weekend. But yes, if you want to see Nick Dunn tonight in his first... at bat, get there early. He'll be the first guy to the plate. He wears number 29. He'll be at second base.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on the show today, brought to you by the group that is celebrating its 50th anniversary today. What a celebration's going on now at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. The beverage supermarket imports, domestics, microbrews, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar is indeed second to none. And they are having a big party over at Reagan Street in Sunbury today, the 50th anniversary of Brewers Outlet. What a great group. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. I mean, they've been in business twice as long. In what, 103 years? Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Let's update the U.S. Open leaderboard for you. Dustin Johnson, a big day today. He shot a 3-under par 67. Just a beautiful round of golf. Now, right now, the cut line is at 10 over par. And Tiger Woods, who actually birdied 17 and 18 today, to get himself to 10 over, is just below the cut line right now. They take the top 60 scores. And I was talking with Dick Girardi today. I was driving back from Lock Haven. And what he does is he DVRs it, and he only advances it to to where Tiger is, but then he advances Tiger. He says, that's it. That's what he does. He says, he didn't make the cut. I'm not watching this weekend. So Dustin Johnson with a 4-shot lead on Ian Poulter, who is at 1-over par. He is playing his 8th hole of the day. Actually started on 10. Charlie Hoffman is at even. So it's a 4-shot lead over him, too. Then Tommy Fleetwood shot a 66 today. He's at 1-over. Stenson's at 1-over. He's done. He shot even par 70. Now, let's see. Ricky Fowler. Ricky Fowler's at 3-over and even for the championship. Justin Rose is at 2-over. So he's 5 shots back. Patrick Reed at 4-over. Jimmy Walker at 5-over. Zach Johnson at 5-over. Hideki Matsuyama's at 5-over. Let's see. Brooks Koepka is at 6-over. Danny Willett, former Masters champ, 7-over. Now, Dean Burmester. Now, you don't know who Dean Burmester is. He shot 75 yesterday. On 18, he had a 411-yard drive. 411. On the drive. On the drive. 411. Wow. And then, after the 411-yard drive, hit his second shot on a chip and put it in. Eagled. Jordan Spieth's at 8-over, now playing 7. Phil Mickelson's at 8-over, now playing 7. Cut line now is at plus 9. Okay? That's not good news for Tiger. Cut line now is at plus 9. So who right now is below the cut line? Graham McDowell, Matt Kuchar, Penn State's Cole Miller's at 9-over, Tiger's at 10, Jason Day at 10, Rory McIlroy at 11, Bubba Watson at 12, Adam Scott at 13, San Diego at 14. Keegan Bradley at 15. John Rahm at 15 over par. John Rahm. But again, it's accuracy. It's not always how far you hit it. But this is the difference, by the way, between Dustin Johnson and the rest of the field. Dustin Johnson, as you would expect, is number one on the tour in strokes gained off the tee. He drives a little bit further, more accurate than everybody else. He's number one in the tour in strokes gained off the tee. But here's the... Okay, that's great. But here's the separator, especially when it comes to this tournament. He is number two on the tour in the fewest three putts this season. How about that? You avoid that on this course? Whoa.
Especially when you're dealing with the howling winds they had yesterday.
And it rained this morning. They didn't expect rain this morning. In fact, I was listening to them. I was listening to coverage this morning. I was driving to the funeral service. I was listening to it. And they said, they're the single weather person here that's got the forecast right. He said, it's all been yesterday was not quite right. This morning was not quite right. It's great profession to be in. Yeah, Mother Nature.
Really is.
Yeah, Mother Nature. I mean, look, there's only one weather forecast group of weather forecasters. We're really essentially the Steely Bunny, and that's San Diego, where they sit down, they come in, they're on the air at 5 o'clock, they show up at 4:59, they go, you know what, let's make Monday 73, Tuesday 72, Wednesday 74, Thursday 75, and yeah, we'll bring back the 72 on Saturday. Okay. Anyway, ah, it's beautiful, yeah. The rest of the country, there's snow up here, rain here. Nah, San Diego's great. Dude's stealing money. But then again, when your anchor's Ron Burgundy, San Diego. Stay classy. All right, let me tell you about the great story of the day. This, I think this is one of the better stories I have heard about in sports. Okay? Yesterday, the Philadelphia Eagles gave out their Super Bowl rings. And they gave out Super Bowl rings to, you know, a lot of people. Primarily, of course, the players, the coaches, front office, things like that. If you are a grade A first class organization, this is the moment that shows who you are. Listen to this. In 2013, the head coach's secretary was fired by Chip Kelly after 30 years on the job. He fired her. Now, this woman started out when Marion Campbell was the head coach. It was right after Dick Vermeil left. Marion Campbell was the head coach. Buddy Ryan, all through those years with, you know, where they made great runs and just missed. And
yeah, you want to talk about mediocrity? That was Andy Reid.
Well, and all those Andy Reid years, 30 years she was the head coach's secretary, and Chip fired her in 2013. The Eagles gave her a Super Bowl ring.
I saw this. That was really, really cool.
Right? She has not worked with the team for almost 5 years, and they gave her a Super Bowl ring. This young lady named Brianna put out on Twitter, "So my aunt works for the Eagles for 3 decades as head coach's secretary. Chip Kelly fires her. The Eagles win the Super Bowl. I get the below text messages last night," and it shows the Super Bowl ring on her right index finger, her right ring finger. "I've never loved an organization more." That's an $11,600 ring. That says everything about them. Everything. That they would remember somebody who never gained a yard for them, never got a first down, never intercepted a pass, right? Never called a play, never coached up a player, but was integral to the running of the organization for 3 decades. And 5 years later, they remembered her. How cool is that, that they did that? I mean, she earned it, you know, because that's one of the things. When a team wins their first championship, a lot of times you'll see them giving out rings to former players and so forth. I mean, like former players who, like, helped form the foundation for what they're doing, they'll do it. The fact they did that really, really, it says two things. It says a lot about Chip Kelly, and it says a lot about the current Philadelphia.
Well, I was just about to say, that's another shot towards Chip Kelly, too, which, personally, I love, because I thought he was the worst head coaching hiring for the Eagles, and I never liked it from the very beginning.
Well, we can
just laugh at that now, since the Eagles have their ring.
Right. I was never a big Chip Kelly guy when he was at Oregon. And I feel, oh, this is the new way of coaching. This is the new way of doing things. I'm like, get out of here. Wave, whatever.
Right on.
Cut me a break. You know, believe it or not, there are actually some old ways of doing things that are tried and true and actually do work. I'm all for trying new things. There's nothing wrong with that. But let's not always think that trying something new is not always better either. There's a reason why certain things work. Let's go back to the conversation I had with Tony Knopp. Yesterday, and we were talking about how they're going to take the Super Bowl to traditional southern venues, cities, in the next five. Because, look, you know, they do the Minnesota thing once in a while. Everybody freezes. Everybody hates it. And it doesn't work. Let's go to New York. I actually went to Super Bowl Media Day when the Broncos played Seattle. I aired a whole bunch of interviews I got from that on the show in New Jersey. And, you know, but they tried it. And you're like, man, I understand what you're trying to do here, but... Yeah. Now the next five are going to be in the South. And that's where I said to Tony, I said, look, we now have, in this world of analytics and data and things like that, look, in sports, we've got about 70 years worth of life experience now as to what works and what doesn't. Okay? You know what works. You know what works now. You get 70 years of experience and your own data to tell you what works. Keep doing what works. So that's where baseball's got to figure a couple things out. What works? Attendance down 7%. The NFL's got to make sure it watches out. They're down 10%. And the latest Fox News poll that was put out about the NFL, the first time ever, people had an unfavorable viewpoint, 43 to 42% of the NFL. That doesn't mean they're leaving in that. But they've got a lot of people who have stopped watching the NFL. They were down 10% last year. Okay? I mean, that's why I always tell people when people talk about, for example, let's take the national anthem debate. Let's go back to Deflategate. Deflategate should have been solved in 18 hours, and they had to hang on for 18 months. Right? And if anybody in that organization, hey, Roger Goodell, you're driving a car right now, if you actually deep down really believe you were right, okay, you weren't. Okay? You should have solved it in 18 hours. It did more damage to the game than good. Because it was a circus. It made it an 18-month circus. Now the national anthem thing. Okay, you know, this is what people need to understand. You, the player, have absolutely the right as an American, okay, in your freedom of expression, to show how you feel about something. Just like the people who buy the tickets and watch TV have the absolute right to look at it and say, hey, we're with you, or have the absolute right to look at you and say, nah, I don't want to watch this. I'm going someplace else. Okay? I mean, they have the right to look at you and go, okay, fine. Okay. Or to say, God, just play ball. If you're not, I'm leaving. You have the right to do that. That's your choice. You're a consumer. you're a consumer. It's like that part's always forgotten. They have the right and the choice to do that. But the consumer has the right and choice to either be okay with it or reject it. It's really a simple concept. That even Lawrence and Company in the Morning can't debate that statement. They can't. But they'll try. All right. We'll come back with more in a moment as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK on this, the 50th anniversary of Brewers Outlet on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay, great to have you with us. So far, we've talked about sports psychology today. That didn't go well. Talked about how the Phillies need Manny Machado. I think they do. I think they need him. Yeah, just like that guy that can maybe get you over the top, get you to the playoffs, that little difference maker. And he can build a great organization. But look at J.P. Crawford, for example. High hopes, every level of the organization. High hopes, high hopes, high hopes. And he gets to Lehigh Valley and he shows he can't hit. He can field, but he's not a great hitter. And he's never been able to get himself back on track hitting-wise. And Mickey Moniak is years away. The first overall pick a year ago, he's years away. And he's doing, it's all right, you know, so far. You know, it's...
Franco's been a disappointment big time. We talked about that earlier this week.
You know, I'll tell you a guy that I thought was a fabulous prospect was Roman Quinn, but he keeps getting hurt. You know, I mean, they dealt Freddie Galvis to San Diego. Got a prospect there. But look, you know, you still need to have some veteran guys around. You know, I mean, it makes a big difference. You don't think the Yankee staff, now the Phillies did this, they acquired Jake Arrieta. But you don't think the Yankee staff doesn't benefit by having CC Sabathia in there? I mean, you know, you don't think that the Red Sox lineup isn't helped by having J.D. Martinez? Hey, the Red Sox are a homegrown team. All right, Moreland they got as a free agent from Texas. You know, but that was one of those smaller signings, right? But Pedroia is the second baseman. Now, he's hurt right now, but he's homegrown. Bogarts is homegrown. Devers is homegrown. Benintendi's homegrown. Bradley's homegrown. Mookie Betts is homegrown. Christian Vasquez, the catcher, is homegrown. That's their lineup. Okay? Developed all the way through their system. But it's not enough for the Red Sox to get over the top. So they went out and they got J.D. Martinez. It wasn't enough to get him over the top on the mound, so they traded for Chris Sale and they signed David Price. Okay? And they acquired Rick Porcello. Right, and they acquired Craig Kimbrell because there wasn't enough in their own system to do it. The Phillies do not have enough in their own system to get them over the top. No team does. No team does. Yes, the Yankees developed Aaron Judge. Yes, the Yankees developed Gary Sanchez. Yes, they got Torres. You know, I mean, you know, Brett Gardner, for goodness sakes, is a homegrown guy. Okay. But it's not enough. They had to go out and acquire Giancarlo Stanton because what they put in their system, not enough. You got to realize there's no team out there anywhere where what they have in their system is enough to win it. You're like, the Houston Astros. No, acquired Verlander. You know, Houston was going along, and then suddenly, boom, we need somebody. They acquired Verlander. Verlander is the swing guy that put them over the top. Everybody needs somebody else. And I look at the Phillies, for example, good team, not hitting enough. But a guy like Manny Machado, is a step that puts them in what is a mediocre National League. The National League is mediocre this year. The power teams, the Red Sox, the Yankees, the Astros, and even the Mariners are all in the American League. So you have an opportunity here to get yourself into the playoffs and throw yourself over the top. A guy like Manny Machado can do that. That's where you can use your... Because I'll be frank with you. I think Scott Kingery's a heck of a player. I know he's slumped. I like Kingery. Not a little. I like him a lot. I think he can be really good for them. But every team needs a player to get them over the top. Verlander put Houston over the top. Martinez with the Red Sox. Stanton with the Yankees.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.